Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Nobody. Redditors, when they start a story on r/entitledparents. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Yes, this is so true. I see so many stories that are like, so this story started 9 years ago. Like, come on. What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. Now today I'm having a look at a subreddit that I've never actually had a look at before. r/entitledparentsmemes. All I'm gonna say is, if you're a fan of entitled parents, you're gonna love this video. I'm the dumbest man alive. I take my kids to R-rated movies and get offended when there is R-rated content. Ah, well, you're clearly dumber. Yep, every entitled parent ever. The Wall Street Journal. Anti-vaxxer's child died at the age of 2. Parents blame Google for false facts about vaccination. Why has God abandoned us? What's the dumbest thing you've ever heard? I drive for Uber on the weekends, and one time a girl who was in her late 20s told me that I was making her uncomfortable. I haven't said a word the whole trip, so I asked how I could make the situation better. She said she didn't like how I kept playing with the fidget stick in the middle of my car. I drive a manual. She then told me that I didn't need to use that because her car didn't have that, and then claimed to be a mechanic. Another Karen detected. Elderly lady in public transportation yelling at me that I should let older people sit. Me sitting in a wheelchair. A divorced dad wants his kids to be vaccinated. Their mum doesn't. Now he's taking the fight to court. Ah, my dude, I feel for you. This woman that you married, you shouldn't have done that. You should not have done that. How normal parents carry their kids? How anti-vax parents carry their kids. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I mean, it's harsh, but it's accurate. Does it hurt? Yes, a lot. So, are we vaccinating the baby, or should I slap you again? I wish doctors could actually say this. When your mum is a literal Karen and you see all the Karen memes? Okay. Actually, I want to know, guys, do any of you actually have Karens as mums? If you do, what do you think of all the entitled content on my channel? Do you relate to it or do you just hate it? Let me know. The can I speak to a manager haircut? Yep, we all know that. Wow, I really can't believe how people can be so judgmental over a flipping haircut. Yes, my hair has been different lengths of this style for years. I've gotten nothing but compliments on my hair. But then again, everyone's entitled to their own opinions. But you don't have to be such jerks about it. Wait, so are we entitled to our own opinions or are we not? Hey, Karen, would you like to speak to the page administrator about this? Religious Karens, we must love one another as that's what Jesus would have done. Also religious Karens when they talk with a gay person.
Peace was never an option.
Go ahead, make a wish.
I wish that I'll be alive for my next birthday.
Honey, if you say out loud, it won't come true.
I know.
Is this really what living with entitled parents feels like? Oh geez, I feel for you guys. My anti-vax mum. I didn't get my son vaccinated and he still is a healthy teenager. My dad, who got me secretly vaccinated, it wasn't the essential oils, it was actually the anti-vax that kept him alive. Karen, Danish short form of Catherine, okay, it has been common in the English-speaking world since the 1940s. So, managers in 1939, yep, they had it super easy. Oh, how nice would it be now? My Lego city that I spent 2 years on. Some baby that came to my birthday party. My aunt who was letting him do whatever he wanted. This is fine. Yeah, I think this one just speaks for itself. Me and this little old Mexican lady were talking in Spanish, and this old white idiot in a wheelchair said,
"We're in America, why don't you speak English?"
And the little Mexican lady told her, "You have legs, why don't you walk?" Oh my god. What? I nearly died. I gave her free coffee. Yeah, well deserved. The trashy mum yelling at fast food workers starter pack. Oh my god. I don't even know what some of this stuff is, but the stuff I do know, wow, that is accurate. The name Karen. There are 1.1 million people in the US with the first name Karen. Statistically, it's the 36th most popular first name. McDonald's employees everywhere. Oh god. I feel for you guys, I feel for you. Fast food employee makes minor mistake.
Oh, it's no problem.
Mum, I'm about to end this man's whole career.
Oh my god, there's more information about the name Karen. Here we go.
So we already know about the stats for the first name, but for a surname, there are 993 people in the US with the last name Karen. Now, this is the 27,848th most popular last name. That means there are 3 people in the US named Karen Karen. Oh my god. Oh my goodness me. If you've ever met one of these, oh, I don't think you're still going to be alive, honestly. Actually, it's been proven that vaccinated kids are more likely to have autism, because the ones that aren't vaccinated are dead.
No, he's got a point.
Yep, he actually does. Okay, so apparently in this video, a child tells its mother she took too much candy and has more self-control than her entitled mum. Alright, let's see what happens here. So, they come up, take some candy. Is this even Halloween? How much do you want to take, woman? Jeez. Too much. It's too much, put it back. Wow, she actually died. What a disgusting woman. Mother sues hospital after son turns gay from flu shot. That can't be real. That cannot be real.
I want to speak to your manager.
Oh, you absolute fool. I am the manager. You know, I've seen this piece of art before and it just gets better every time. It's so, so good. Boomers in church talking about Jesus and kindness. Boomers in restaurants 20 minutes late. God. Oh, look at baby Yoda, man. He's so cute. And bang, what is that? The luxury of having kids. You can use them as an excuse for anything. I put my kids in all my excuses. Okay, so this is the bill. 1067 with zero tip. I have 2 kids. Sorry about no tip. Oh my goodness me. This is so absurd. It has to be a meme. I really hope it's a meme. If you eat food in the grocery store and stay there long enough to poop it out in the store, then it's not stealing. Wait, lady, what? What? I'm giving 1 star because of the cheap management and customer service. I heard the food was very good, so I went to try. Me and the BF got the calamari, spaghetti al vongole, and gnocchi. All were very delicious. I was actually so impressed that when the manager came to ask us how everything tasted, I told her it was some of the best Italian food I've had. And I told her I'm going to post about it on Instagram, where I have over 11,000 followers and a lot of them are in the area. She seemed very happy about it. I was wrong. I thought she'd be grateful for the free advertising, but when the check came, there was literally no discount at all. I thought at least one of the entrees would be taken off, but they didn't even take off the calamari or even the drinks. I won't go back here because of this, which is a shame because the food was very good. The manager needs to understand how to treat customers. I feel like this post may be better suited to choosing beggars, but it's still very suitable on her. Nobody cares about your 11,000 followers, and guess what? They don't care about you either. Karens, everything is not free for your child. Also, Karens, that sign won't stop me because I can't read. Yep. Karen tried to convince the cop I abused her child because she didn't get my phone. Me? The cop? Yeah, let's check the cameras on that one, Karen.
I'd like to talk to the manager. I need to speak with the regional director. I demand a parley with the chief executive officer.
Oh my god, if only that was a real person, that would be unbelievable.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Having a great time at a party? Karen and her kid enter. Ah, snap, here we go again. Karen, after yelling at a cashier asking for a manager. The cashier revealing they are the manager. Yeah, very suitable meme. Lottery winner wears screen mask to collect $1.3 million prize so his relatives won't ask him for money. Oh my god. You can tell that this guy's family, just full of carrots. What is he doing? It's so stupid. Could he not have worn a more normal mask? I guess this is quite funny, to be fair. Don't touch my little angel. Respect your elders. I want to see the manager. I'm going to call the police. Give it to me. Help, he's assaulting me.
A perfect Karen.
Yeah, if you've got all six of these in one Karen, they are top notch. Me, who just told my entitled cousin that I won't let him play on my phone. My entitled aunt?
How dare you not let my child play on your phone? I demand you give me your phone right now for making my sweet baby cry.
My child isn't vaccinated and he's doing okay. Her child. Oh, Jesus. Hey, this is going to be longer than 25 minutes. That's going to be until her child dies. When the entitled mum says, you're going to get arrested, but she gets arrested instead. Yeah, right back at you, buckaroo. That's an Uno reverse card right there. Wow, I am really tired. You know, chronic illness. Oh, you think you have it bad? Be glad you don't have five kids. Only mothers know what it's like to truly be tired. Look at this bird's face, just so done with life. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for my first episode looking at r/entitledparents memes. Let me know what you think down below. If you enjoyed it, drop a like on this video, comment, and subscribe for 2 videos each and every day throughout the month of December. If you want some more Entitled Parents content from me, click the video on screen right away. I can assure you it's an absolute banger. You won't regret it. With that all being said, I will see you guys tomorrow with 2 brand new videos on my channel.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.